A new report by the CSIRO has revealed fugitive emissions from coal seam gas wells are significantly lower than previous estimates may have suggested. Measurements were taken from 43 wells across Queensland and New South Wales to determine how much methane they're currently leaking. Our reporter Bridget Judd spoke to CSIRO Research Director for Unconventional Gas, Professor Damien Barrett.
What we found of those wells that we tested, a number of them were producing an amount of methane that we would want to reduce, around about 3 grams of methane per minute, which is equivalent to about 30 cows methane emissions. However, most of the wells were producing much, much lower than that, in fact, 10 times less. The main finding was, though, that the methane emissions that we're measuring here tend to be much lower than the reports of emissions from wellheads in the United States.
So what do these results actually tell us? Why are they so important for Australia?
Well, there is a desire as we move forward and require more energy that we use methane as a fuel to generate electricity, and there are greenhouse gas benefits for doing so. However, that depends on the leaks of methane to the atmosphere by fugitive emissions.
Now, who was the study actually funded by?
This study was funded by the Australian Federal Government, by the Department of Environment.
So there was no private funding involved in this study?
In this study in particular, there's no private funding.
Now, as you mentioned, the study measured methane emissions at 43 CSG wells in Queensland and New South Wales. Is that really a large enough sample size to be saying, yes, completion emissions are lower than the current estimates?
Well, it is a small sample, that is correct. It's 43 wells, it represents less than 1% of all potential production wells that have been drilled. But we took careful care in sampling the wells that we did measure in order to be able to generate a representative sample of what perhaps all the wells are doing. That way, we can get an indication of the leak, the leakage rate from these wells, and use that indication to tell us which direction we're heading in terms of the industry.
According to the study, emissions are quite lower than a report by the US National Academy of Sciences, which looked at 190 onshore natural gas sites in the US. That's quite a significant jump. Why are the results so different?
That situation is completely different from the extraction of coal seam gas in, for example, southern central Queensland. During the well completion phase, the wells that are being drilled at the moment in southern Queensland are being drilled to very high practice. And so the integrity of those wells we expect to be much higher. And that's indeed showing up in the results, at least in our sample, where many of those wells had very low leakage rates.
That's Professor Damien Barrett, CSIRO Research Director for Unconventional Gas, on the results of a new study which has revealed CSG emission levels in gas wells are lower than previously estimated. But not everyone's buying the report's results. Drew Hutton, president of well-known anti-CSG group Lock the Gate, says it's too soon to be making any decisive conclusions.
This is the sort of work that does need to be done, but people have to bear in mind this is a preliminary study of 43 wells when there are something like 6,000 wells out there now in the Western Darling Downs and the Maranoa. It's less than 1% of all the wells, and we really need to be cautious about extrapolating from these results to the industry as a whole. I think the other thing is that you have to remember is 40 out of the 43 wells were leaking. Now, they weren't leaking much, but the fact that they were leaking alone is something that we have to bear in mind. And, if they're leaking a little bit now, what's the situation going to be like in 10 years?
Just on that note, in 6 wells, emission rates were 15 times higher than the study average. I think it was sitting at about 44. Yep. These have been attributed to those leaks. With this in mind, is that something that is quite a concern for you?
Oh, yes, and that's consistent with studies in the United States, which would show that in a minority of wells, there is a huge problem. There's a huge leakage problem. But people also have to remember that it's not just well integrity, which is an issue, and it's a very important issue, but there are thousands of, for example, vents. I mean, where I'm standing right now talking to you, I'm within 100 metres of a vent that sounds like a jumbo aircraft going off. So, and we've got thousands of these across the region. So, that's pushing methane up into the air. The methane comes off every part of the CSG infrastructure.
Lock the Gates, Drew Hutton. He was speaking there with Bridget Judd. Of course, he was featured on Australian Story just the other night.